Okay, thank you to the Potters. Thank you, Gregory and the Potters, for leading us in worship. That was great. Really appreciate it. Thank you. Just changing gear, we're going to hear a little bit now from Ben. And Ben's going to be telling us a very short story of God's action in his life, God's provision for him, and a direct answer to prayer in his life. So I'll hand over to Ben, and then we'll have our guest speaker revealed afterwards. Ben.
Okay, thanks ever so much, Arthur. Basically, what I'm talking about is very much tying in with what Arthur was talking about earlier when he was talking about Revelation, the old things being swept away. So the story starts and is all about persistent prayer as well. The story starts back in March 2017 when I was diagnosed with bowel cancer. I had the operation in April 2017, but it was a pretty serious operation by that stage. And there were three prayers which were really being prayed for by myself and the family and the sharing group and those closest. Obviously, the main one was getting through the operation. But secondly, that I'd somehow be able to go back to work full time. And thirdly, that I'd be able to go back to work much nearer home. The third one looked pretty impossible, but as I'll go on to explain, it has become possible. Now, with the second prayer in terms of going back to work, it took a year, but I did get back to work. I got back to work in my old workplace, which is in Harrow, which is about an hour and a quarter from where I am, so about 2.5 hours. So that was in March 2018. I went back to work. I went back to work full time, which was very good. So 2 years later, onto March 2020, we're into the coronavirus. Now, that I don't think any of us realised in March 2020 how widespread that would be, least of all my employers. My employers are probably the most resistant to actually people working from home or working locally, because they have this great theory that if you're in one place, you need to stay in one place. But lo and behold, a month after coronavirus started becoming a lot more serious and the lockdown, etc., etc., I was actually... they decided to move 2,000 staff to working from home. And now that 2,000 staff all kitted out with IT, so it's a huge logistical challenge. I was one of the 2,000 who was chosen. So I'm actually now based at home as of 2 weeks ago. So again, it's an answer to prayer in terms of this theme about persistent prayer. So to say, the three prayers of sharing group and the rest were praying 2 years ago have now been answered. It's amazing how God has moved. The third one is the remarkable one about working from home, because none of us thought it was possible. But having said that, I should really end by saying that I realise that various people I've spoken to this week have had very different messages about lockdown. Some have found it very hard and very boring. Some have actually had their jobs sadly taken away from them, and some are in the middle of furlough at the moment. But the one message I would say is keep praying through this desert period, because there is an end to it. God is creating a new order of things, but what that new order will be like will very much depend on each individual. As I said, it's really important to keep going with the persistent prayer.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Praise God.
Ben, thank you so much for your sharing. And obviously, Ben's understated it, but it really, for him, it was exactly what he needed, because he was getting a taxi to work every day. He was being exposed to public transport every day before that, and he just carried on as a good soldier, going to work while recovering from cancer. So for Ben, this is really what he needed, and this is a real answer to prayer. So thanks, Ben. I also want to say thanks to Georgia Grace for playing the guitar early on. That was great, Georgia Grace. Thank you. Okay, so are we ready to find out who our guest speaker is?